This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. More now on the State of the Union. State of the Union speeches usually contain grand ideas and sweeping promises. Day to Day's Madeline Brand is here. She's been looking at some of the proposals that President Bush made in the State of the Union speech last year. Madeline?
I thought it would be a good idea to look at some of the specific things the president promised last year. And here's what I found. President Bush's vision for 2003 began with his fix for the sputtering economy.
I am proposing that all the income tax reductions set for 2004 and 2006 be made permanent and effective this year.
The cuts were not made permanent. Tonight, the president is expected to renew his call for permanent tax cuts. But on the bright side for the president, Congress did pass a second round of tax cuts in 2003, but it was less than half the $730 billion the president wanted. President Bush's next big proposal had more success.
My budget will commit an additional $400 billion over the next decade to reform and strengthen Medicare. Leaders of both political parties have talked for years about strengthening Medicare. I urge the members of this new Congress to act this year.
And they did act, passing the Medicare Prescription Drug Improvement and Modernization Act of 2003. It provides the $400 billion the president asked for prescription drugs, and for the first time would make prescription drug coverage available to every senior.
That sounds just like a huge political achievement in and of itself. If that's all he got out of last year's State of the Union speech, it's pretty good.
Indeed, it is a huge political achievement, but many seniors say the benefit's not good enough, and the law does not allow the government to negotiate for lower drug prices with pharmaceutical companies, and that's angered many fiscal conservatives who say the plan is irresponsible. But of all his social program proposals, it was this one that generated the most attention.
I asked the Congress to commit $15 billion over the next 5 years, including nearly $10 billion in new money, to turn the tide against AIDS in the most afflicted nations of Africa and the Caribbean.
He said 7 million new infections would be prevented, and 2 million people already infected would receive life-extending drugs over the 5 years. But last year, Congress did not send the first part of that 5-year promise. Congress is expected to approve $2.4 billion for this year, but that is actually more than the president requested in his scaled-down budget. And finally, on the terrorism front, President Bush promised to develop a threat integration center, which would merge all the information coming into the FBI, CIA, and Pentagon. He did that. And then came the final part of his speech, the part where he discussed the threats posed by Iran, North Korea, and Iraq, the so-called Axis of Evil.
Before September the 11th, many in the world believed that Saddam Hussein could be contained. But chemical agents, lethal viruses, and shadowy terrorist networks are not easily contained. Imagine those 19 hijackers with other weapons and other plans, this time armed by Saddam Hussein. Take one vial, one canister, one crate, slipped into this country to bring a day of horror like none we have ever known.
The president then said he would send Secretary of State Colin Powell to the United Nations in early February to present evidence of Iraq's illegal weapons programs, its attempts to hide those weapons from inspectors, and its links to terrorist groups.
If Saddam Hussein does not fully disarm for the safety of our people and for the peace of the world, we will lead a coalition to disarm him.
And we all know how that promise from last year's State of the Union address turned out. The weapons of mass destruction, as well as the links to terrorist groups, have yet to be found.
Madeline, a review of last year's State of the Union proposals and how things turned out. Thank you.
You're welcome.